Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are taking victory laps while China is virtually threatening war. This is what currently is happening in the United States of America. And you would think, if you listen to the news media, that everything's just going well. Everything's just wonderful. As a matter of fact, the guiltiest parties now seem to be right-leaning news organizations who are saying, oh, Nancy Pelosi is so wonderful. Nancy Pelosi is so marvelous, so courageous, so magnificent. Because she and she alone dared to buck the system and fly to Taiwan despite the fact that the Chinese government said they might shoot down the plane. Now, let me explain something to you, because you're being bluffed. If you think for one moment that Nancy Pelosi is Miss Tough on China, Nancy Pelosi is Miss I'll stand in the face of danger to support the good people of Taiwan, please explain to me why when our Olympic athletes were going to China, she advised them, don't say anything. Don't say anything bad against China. Don't you dare go down there and say anything. It's not in your best interest. It's not in our best interest. Remember that? Yeah, she's real tough on China. Explain to me. Maybe there's a reason that I don't know, but explain to me why going to Taiwan was important to the United States of America. For what reason? Is it going to stop China from invading them if that's what they want to do? No. So really all it did, as far as I can see, is poke the bear, right? Now, I'm not saying we should be complacent to China. We should be able to do whatever we want to do and go wherever we want to go. That much is true. But why now? Why aren't you telling companies like Nike, and why aren't you telling the NBA? Why don't you stop your dealings with China? Because going to Taiwan to just defy them, they don't care. Believe me. They put up the we will shoot down the plane thing. They're not going to shoot down any plane. You know it and I know it. But there's things they can do. And Donald Trump warned us of these things that they can do. He said we best not be reliant upon China. Do you know that China controls a lot of our wheat and grain? Do you know that China controls a very large amount of our prescription drugs? And when Donald Trump said, isn't it better if we start making him in this so that we are not reliant upon China, he was laughed at. Oh, no. Our partnership with China is vital and important and wonderful and magnificent. Well, how vital and important and wonderful and magnificent is it if you're thumbing your nose at them now by going to Taiwan for a photo op? What purpose did that serve? Oh, and by the way, we're basically in a Cold War with Russia at the time. So, yeah, this is a really good idea. When our military strength is at its weakest, thanks to this administration, let's poke the two biggest bears we can poke and see what happens. It'll be great for a photo op. It's absolutely ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. Some of the Democrats actually know this. Some of the Democratic news media are saying this wasn't the greatest idea in the world. But surprisingly, a lot of the right-wing leaning media is like, oh, this is great. Why is this great? We get it. You don't like China. I don't like China either. Not the people. I love the people. Their government stinks. You know it and I know it. But this isn't the time to be doing this. And again, it's just being done for a photo op. Nothing was accomplished. Nothing. Zero. It does not mean China is going to suddenly say, well, I guess Taiwan's off limits. Nancy Pelosi set foot in it. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it works, folks. So she flies to Taiwan, gets off the airplane, takes a few pictures, smiles for the camera, pisses off the Chinese government, and what does that do for the United States of America that so many Republicans and some Democrats are high-fiving each other like we won the Super Bowl? Makes no sense. And once again, let me reiterate, Nancy Pelosi is the same exact person who told our Olympic athletes to shut up and not say anything bad about China while they were in China. So don't tell me she's Miss, oh, do what you want. Oh, really? She's Miss, oh, we're against China and the horrible things they're doing, their radical way they treat their people. Oh, really? So you can fly to Taiwan, but our athletes, they can't sing. China might get mad. Smoke and mirrors. Baloney. That's what this is. Baloney. This did no good for anybody, despite what any Republican pundit will say, and despite what any Democrat pundit will say. It didn't do any good. If anything, it's just a show of we don't kowtow to China. I get it. Well, guess who didn't kowtow to China, and everybody said, he's going to cause a war? Donald Trump. Do you understand that Donald Trump basically had the Chinese government on their knees? I bet you don't understand that. I bet there are people out there saying, that's not true. No, that is true. China was prepared to sign agreements that virtually would have saved their economy, so they had to. Donald Trump had played chess with the Chinese government and won. All we needed to do was get him back into office, and we didn't. And now we are staring down the barrel of a China who were so afraid to offend that we tell our Olympic athletes, don't say anything bad while you're there about China. But you'll fly over, and they'll make a big show of, oh, she better not violate the space. We might shoot the plane down. We know they're not going to shoot the plane down. Here's what they are going to do. They're going to withhold grain. They're going to withhold prescription drugs. They're going to hold us hostage for that. You're going to see all of those prices go up. Donald Trump warned you of this. He said, let's become independent from them. Doesn't mean we don't trade with them. Doesn't mean we won't buy the prescription drugs from them. What it means is if they try to extort us by raising the prices astronomically, we can tell them to go jump in the lake. We'll make our own. If you want to give it to us at a reasonable price, we'll be glad to buy it from you. If you want to extort us for political reasons, shove it. He was right. And now the chickens have come home to roost, as they say. And once again, we're going to be at the mercy of China. Amazing. But the Democrats are taking a victory lap. And it's the greatest thing in the world. Big victory for Joe Biden. How's a big victory for Joe Biden who told her he didn't want her to go? Then we get the second part of this. Joe Biden and his wonderful administration has managed to kill an Al-Qaeda leader. Celebrate. Celebrate. We told you how hard he was going to be on terrorists. And he did it. Well, congratulations. I'm glad the guy's dead. I'm glad our military was able to take this guy out. Now explain something to me, Joe. Did you not look the American people in the eye when you were pulling out of Afghanistan and say, they have agreed there will be no harboring terrorists in their country? They have agreed that they will not be a terrorist-supported country. Well, where was this guy? Where'd you find him, Joe? You found them in Afghanistan, right where I told you they were going to be, when your stupid ass said, we believe them. We have no reason to believe that they haven't seen the error of their ways and they will no longer harbor terrorists or terrorist organizations. Baloney! He was there, wasn't he? Oh, boy, I'm sure he was there alone. I'm sure it was just him sitting on the front porch watching reruns of some Al-Qaeda TV show. Yeah, I don't think so. You got played again. As soon as we were out, they said, do what we want to do. That old bastard isn't going to do anything about it, and they were right. Oh, great, he gets a drone strike and kills one person. You know what they said about that? Well, we'll just pick another leader. Oh, so you admit you're going to stay in Afghanistan. So everything that Joe Biden told us about Afghanistan no longer being a harboring country for terrorists is a lie. They played him like a fiddle, and they won. I was going to play you a tape of Joe Biden not so many years ago, saying the following. I'm paraphrasing, but saying basically the following. While I agree we can't be in Afghanistan forever, the withdrawal is going to take a long period of time, unless you want to leave the weapons there. And leaving that many weapons there, I can promise you they're going to fall into the wrong hands and be used to kill Americans or our allies. That's what he said. What did he do? He left all the weapons there. What changed? You're going to tell me there wasn't an agreement? You're going to tell me there wasn't an agreement to leave those weapons there? Baloney. Baloney there wasn't. Or why would you change your mind so quickly? And we have all of his bigwigs saying, we've spoken to the leaders of the Taliban, and we truly believe that they are a reformed organization. They are going to be more open to women holding office and going to school, and they're not going to have terrorists in their midst. Yeah, that really worked out well when they were hanging people from lampposts, raping little girls in the street, and now you just killed the head of Al-Qaeda in their damn country. But that's something to take a victory lap about. Yay, one guy's dead. It's like stepping on a cockroach when your house is full. Not going to do you much good. So go ahead and take your victory lap. I'm glad the guy's dead. It means nothing. All it means is you lied to the American people. Afghanistan is still a hotbed for terrorism, and there's probably a ton more coming to take his place in that country. Congratulations. Then we get, well, we've just passed a bill that's going to basically end inflation, and the American people are going to be so happy. And once again, we have reached across the aisle. You've done nothing. You've done nothing except expose Joe Manchin as the phony that he is. Close look at this bill. Even their own prognosticators are saying, well, you won't see the upside of this. You won't see the reduction in taxes and prices and things for about 10 years. Oh, okay, 10 years. That's their equivalent of, I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. The old Popeye thing, remember that? And then they hope you forget. Now, what'd they say about that like 8 years ago? That, please, it's not coming. I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's going to drive gas prices back up. It's going to drive inflation up. It's going to add at least 100,000 IRS agents for what? I'll tell you for what. To audit not big businesses. They're going to audit big businesses. They're going to audit you, the little guy, because they want you out of your business. They want to make it virtually impossible for you to have a business. So they will put the screws to you. That's what they'll do. Big business, they don't have to pay any taxes. Don't matter. You, however, pay up, close your shop, and go to work for the man. Because that's what they want. It's precisely what they want. There's no victory laps here to take, folks. None whatsoever. But what you're seeing, and it should be as plain as the nose on your face, What you're seeing here is the right, the Republicans, start to hedge their bets. And the Republicans are saying, uh-oh, MAGA candidates are winning all over in the primaries. This isn't good for us. So let's play up how suddenly we're changing our mind on Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Suddenly we're saying, can't we all just get along and things will get better. Maybe this isn't as bad as we thought. We don't really want to have that troublemaker run for president again, do we? You know, the guy who's got so much goods on us that we have to basically eliminate him so he doesn't blow the whistle on us and put us in prison. That guy. That's the guy. And now we see it. Fox News banned him. Fox News has a temporary ban on Donald Trump. Why? Why? I thought you were fair and balanced. Yeah, you're really fair and balanced. We get where you're coming from. There's a couple of people on there who are okay. You know the ones. The rest of them are phony. Phony baloney. Smile to your face, stab you in the back. Because the one thing that neither party really wants is an honest person getting into office and saying, I'm going to call balls and strikes. I don't care about blue or red. I care about right or wrong. I can't have that. Because there'll be just as many Republicans going down as Democrats. And now while they're taking this victory lap, more and more things are happening to show you that the Democrats themselves have no respect for the rule of law, none whatsoever. Pelosi, who's busy in Taiwan taking a photo op, her husband was pulled over. Well, he had an accident. And when the police came, he was drunk and on drugs. He had drugs in his system. And what happened to him? They said, well, it's a misdemeanor because no one was really hurt. Yes, he did total the man's car, but there was no actual injuries. So we're just going to treat this as a misdemeanor. No mugshot will be forthcoming. There's no need. You know what they did? You know what we found out they did? They didn't take his mugshot till 4 hours later. You know why? They waited till he sobered up. You think they'd have done that for you? Guess what we now find out? Oh, there was injury. The man in the other car was injured to the point where he said his right shoulder, he can't lift anything with his right arm right now. We also found out that Mr. Pelosi decided it'll be better if I hand you a donor card than my license when you ask me for my license. I will hand you a card proving I donate to you. I own you. Don't you dare treat me in the same manner you would treat a common drunk. Yeah, that's what he handed them, a donor card. The protected class. And then he pleads not guilty. And guess what happens? The judge in the case mysteriously resigns and hands it over to a judge who's never tried one of these cases and has connections to the Pelosi family. Wonderful. That's just wonderful. Nothing's going to happen here, folks. This is a man who was caught not just with alcohol in his system, but what I would presume was prescription drugs in his system, driving an automobile, totaling a man's car, and causing bodily injury. And we were told by the DA, we're handling this just like we would handle any other DWI case. Really? Where's the mugshot? We don't have one. We never took one. Turned out that was a lie. Because when they were subpoenaed for one, one mysteriously appeared. Problem is, the timestamp shows it was over 4 hours after he was arrested. Amazing. Just amazing. And we now find out that Hunter Biden, once again, had more dealings involving good old Pop. His laptop is just a laptop that keeps right on giving. And we find out that there was a big, huge push on the part of Hunter Biden through his dad to sell grain from Ukraine to China. How come, ask yourself this question, how come every single thing that Hunter Biden has his nose in to make money involves either China, Russia, or the Ukraine? Ask yourself that question. There's plenty of opportunities right here in the good old USA. How come every single one of his business dealings has to do with China, Russia, or the UK, or the Ukraine? Huh? Seriously, those are the ones that the Biden family has their grips into, huh? It's not even funny anymore. Because once upon a time, what these people would do is they would play the game of, there's nothing to see here. No, we're not doing anything wrong. Now they are basically saying, yeah, so what? What are you going to do about it? We're your rulers and we'll do what we want. Don't you worry about it, little man. Shut up and sit down and know your place. That's what they're doing to you now. They're not denying they gave Nancy Pelosi's husband special treatment. How can they deny it? They're not denying Hunter Biden had all of these ties to China, Russia, and the Ukraine while his dad was literally vice president in charge of the Ukraine. They're not denying it. They're not denying that Paul Pelosi had all kinds of miraculous stock predictions when his wife basically can decide what's up and down with the stocks, huh? They're not denying it. They're just saying, yes, so what? Big deal. You see, I told someone who was very worried about China, saying, you think they're going to shoot the plane down, Marcus? Because if they do anything to that plane, we're in World War III. We're already in World War III. It's just a different kind of war. No, China wasn't going to shoot the plane down. China wants Joe Biden as president about as badly as they possibly could. And they wouldn't do a single solitary thing to endanger that because they're in a position now where they're our rulers. They tell us and we jump. So Nancy Pelosi says, well, that's what the American people think. So I'm going to go to Taiwan and prove differently, even though it doesn't mean anything. I'll take a photo op there and everyone will say how wonderful and courageous I am. And then they can't say we're bowing before China when you are. You know how you stop China in their tracks? The way Donald Trump was stopping it, by saying, okay, you control most of our prescription drugs. Starting tomorrow, that's not the deal. We're going to give huge incentives to companies to manufacture their drugs right here in the good old USA, no matter what it takes, and that includes tax breaks. We're going to do the same thing with our wheat and our grain and everything else that you manufacture. Because at the end of the day, China was on their knees economically under Donald Trump. And there are some people who believe that that's why they unleashed this coronavirus. Because they thought this is the only way that Donald Trump will lose. In a time of a pandemic, it'd be a lot easier to get another president in there by hook or by crook. A lot of people do believe that. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But the timing is impeccable, right? Donald Trump was saying on the debate stage, when I'm elected president, China will have no choice but to sign these agreements. And when they do, we are the top player. China is no longer the top player in the economic market. Oh, lo and behold, Donald Trump didn't win. Lo and behold, a virus came out of the Wuhan lab that wiped people from going to the ballots and changed the laws of how we were going to run an election. It violated the Constitution, but it's in a time of peril, so it was a necessity. Interesting. Interesting. Meanwhile, they're buying up all the farmland next to military bases, too. That's not suspicious. Let's buy up all the farmlands, especially the ones next to U.S. military base. How come we're selling it to them? Can I ask that question? Is that not a security breach of some kind? Is that not something we should be looking into, saying, yeah, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think we want China buying up our farmland next to military base. No, that's perfectly okay. Should be okay. Eric Swalwell is sleeping with a Chinese spy. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy as a chauffeur. Remember those stories? Oh, they want you not to remember those stories. But both of them were true. A man who to this day has top security clearance was sleeping with a Chinese spy. They did not take away his security clearance. They did not take away anything. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy as a chauffeur for years, found him out. Oh, that's not suspicious. Folks, World War III is on its way, but it's not going to be fought like World War I or II. It's not the way it's going to work. China's not going to destroy a country they virtually own. And day by day, they own more and more, and they control more and more. And if you think for a moment, for one moment, that China is not going to attempt to get more and more and more and more, you're crazy. It's exactly what they're doing. Pretty soon they'll own us. Try making a movie that's negative to the Chinese government. Try doing that. Remember when John Cena had to go on television in China and apologize and kiss everybody's ass and say, I'm so, so sorry for calling Taiwan a country. Oh, I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. Please, please, I'll kiss your ass. Please. Taiwan is a country. John Cena was correct. The reason John Cena had to go on and apologize is because that movie was going to be big, 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 huge box office in China. That's right. And the Chinese said, oh, you want to say sad, we're not going to allow you to show your film here. And right away, John Cena was told, you'll do as you're told. You'll go before that camera and sell your very soul to the devil. And he did it. Because he wants to be a movie star. And you're not going to be one unless you follow the rules. Remember when they did Red Dawn over again and the enemy was supposed to be the CCP and the Chinese government complained and they changed it? You know how hard it is to change a movie in the middle of a movie? Let me ask you something. If China doesn't have the power, why did an American film studio not tell China, kiss my ass? You guys are the bad guys in this movie. Deal with it. No. They said yes. Oh, yes, sir, we'll change it. Even at the cost of millions and millions and millions of dollars in production, we will change it. So who owns us? You think if the president called up the studio and said, hey, listen, don't use this whatever, they'd have told them, screw you, old man. But not the Chinese government. Remember when all of the basketball players who had anything bad to say about China were told you can't come? They were threatened to be thrown right out of the NBA. Oh. Well, who owns the NBA? I didn't think China did, but I guess they have quite a bit of sway, huh? If they get offended, you got to get on your knees and apologize. Interesting. Happening right before your eyes. I remember I bought a ham. And it was supposed to be a big Virginia ham, and it said, oh, you know, Virginia's finest ham. And as I'm opening the package, and it has the quaint little country farm on the front of it and everything, I turn it around, and it says it's manufactured in China, because what happens now is they take all of the pigs over there, butcher them over there, and then China sends them here. Why? Why are we allowing this? Why are we allowing a country that clearly has just threatened to shoot an airplane out of the sky with a Speaker of the House on it to dictate to us what we do in our country. Well, they weren't when we had a different president. Oh, they were bitching and moaning and saying stuff. They weren't doing anything. If you think in your wildest dream that the Chinese government, had Mike Pence decided to go to Taiwan, would have said, we're going to shoot that plane down, you've lost your mind. Donald Trump would have said, just for saying it, even though I know you're not going to do it, but just for saying it, the sanctions that we're going to place on you is going to cripple you economically. He already was doing it. He was already crippling them economically. They were already just about on their knees. And whether you believe the election was fair or whether you believe the election was hocus pocus, Donald Trump was no longer our president, and now China is in control. Simple as that. Never should be this way, folks. Now, today we have Christopher Wray literally testifying, and he's being asked a whole bunch of questions to which he's going to say, I don't really know. I have no information on that, because he's only the head of the FBI. What do you want from the guy? You're asking questions about integral parts of the FBI. Why should he know? He's only the head of it. How dare you ask him a question? Your choices are, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream, Mr. Wray? What do you think is a fair assessment of our administration so far, Mr. Wray? And would you like to take a break, Mr. Wray? Anything other than that, he's going to say, I really don't know. I'm really not at liberty to comment. I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. I don't know if you saw that real prince of a guy yesterday that got nailed to the wall by Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz said, let me ask you a question. Is it or is it not against the law for people to protest outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, because that's where their children and their wife sleep, during a ruling or during hearings that will ultimately end in a ruling? Is that or is that not against the law? People will be arrested for that because they were there every night. How many people? I'm not really at liberty to say it's an ongoing investigation. No, it's a very easy question. They're still there, some of them. How many people? He named the exact violation. He said, under this act, how many people have you arrested? The guy said, oh, I'm not really at liberty to comment. He said, so the answer is zero. And then the guy snaps back and says, no, it's not zero. One, just the other day, one guy. No, oh, he got one guy. And was that for protesting outside the house of a Supreme Court justice, or was that for actions he did while protesting outside the house of the Supreme Court justice? Great question, Ted Cruz, because guess what? Then this Einstein has to admit, well, yeah, he wasn't arrested for protesting outside the house of a Supreme Court justice. He was arrested for doing illegal things while protesting outside the house of the Supreme Court justice. Not the same thing. So then Ted Cruz says, so you have no interest in upholding the law unless it suits your agenda. If it does not suit your agenda, you just choose to waive your right to arrest these people, right? Didn't do that on January 6th, though, did you? This is a bad situation we're in, folks. Because from the very top to the very bottom, there are two completely separate rules of law, maybe three. One for the elitist liberals, one for Republicans, and one for the poor. If you were driving drunk and you crashed into a man's car, totaling it, causing him to have to go to the hospital with headaches, stiffness in his right arm that results in him not being able to lift anything for a long period of time with his right arm, general body aches and back aches, not only would you be sued, you would be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, especially if you not only had alcohol in your system, but drugs as well. That's not going to happen to Paul Pelosi. And then mysteriously, they tell people there was nobody there. He was alone in the car. Well, we know that's not true because someone arrived there and made a call. Who was that person? Who was that person? We deserve to know. But guess what? The police are saying, no, you don't deserve to know. You absolutely do not deserve to know. This is between us and Mr. Pelosi. Well, really? Since when? Since when? And the American people, like good little slaves, literally say, okay, that's all right. It's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. This guy should be under the jail. And he would be if he weren't who he was. Simple as that. So here's all you Democrats taking their victory laps. We're going to get a bill passed, and it's going to cause more spending. Since when does more spending lower inflation? Did it help before when you got your bill passed, or did it cause this inflation? Just asking. Oh, but we're going to do it this time. You'll see. It's the equivalent of somebody just doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result, which is the definition of madness. Well, the last time we overspent, yeah, it did cause inflation and a recession, but this time when we overspend, it'll help it. Yeah, I'm sure it will. I mean, you might not see it for 10 years. Oh, okay. Thanks. I'll wait. Just let me know. Let me know when the prices are lowering, and I'll wake up from my coma to a better world, right? It's ludicrous, folks. And I know nobody wants to watch these hearings where Christopher Wray says nothing. And I know nobody wants to watch these hearings where other members of the FBI just take the fifth, basically. And, well, they don't take the fifth, but what they, because they know that would look horrible. What they do is they just stall. If you've ever watched any one of these hearings, you know that the person's limited to 5 minutes, right? So someone will ask a question. That'll take 35 seconds. And then the following will happen. The guy they asked the question to will take a drink of water. Sigh. Well, Senator, thank you very much for that question. Now you've wasted a minute. I would say that in my opinion, and then they'll have 14 other descriptive sentences. Excuse me. I want to say yes or no question. Trying to run the clock out. They know they don't have the right answer. They know they can't give the right answer. So it's like a football game. Let's run the clock out so that when by the time they get around to trapping me and saying, aha, didn't you just say a minute ago that the opposite? Didn't you just say that wasn't true and now you're telling me it's true? I'm sorry, the gentleman's time has expired. Yeah, but I'm right in the middle. I'm sorry. Yeah, but I just got him to I'm sorry. Your time has expired. We realize that if we give you 30 more seconds, this man would be totally 100% exposed as a liar, a fraud, a phony, and an enemy of the state. But rules are rules, and you don't have any more time. Sorry. Yeah, they really care about this country. They really care. Remember when Joe Biden said, if you don't make more than $400,000, you won't be paying one more dime in tax. Then they turned out to say, well, that's not exactly true. If your whole household income, so if you're living with your wife and you both make $200,000, well, you're going to be paying. Now they're saying that this new bill is going to target people making as little as $50,000, $60,000. Folks, your taxes are going for garbage. It's going for gender research in Indonesia. It's going for art houses in the suburbs. It's going for nonsense. And then they'll tack on a little thing saying, but 1% of all this money that we're taking from you will go to help the wounded war veterans. Well, congratulations. Call it the Wounded War Veterans Bill, by the way, because that sounds better than our personal slush fund. So that's what we'll do. We'll say, we're having a wounded war veterans bill, and we want $1 billion. $8.75 will be going to the wounded war veterans. The rest of it's going to art houses, crocodile farms, trying to figure out why pigs smell, gender research, all kinds of other things. But we'll call it the Wounded War Vet Bill. And then if the Republicans dare say, I'm not voting for this bill, we'll get on television and say, the Republicans would not vote for a Wounded War Veterans Bill. I hope all you Wounded War Veterans are watching. See how that game works, folks? And you fall for it every goddamn time. That's what pisses me off. That's what pisses me off the most. Rather than your average American, whether they be a Democrat or Republican, saying, I ain't falling for that bullshit. You can call the bill anything you want. Unless 99% of that money is going to what you're calling it, you're just calling it that to call it that. Oh, the American relief bill, the COVID relief bill, a full 10% of that's going for COVID relief. Where'd the other 90% go? That's your money. Would you be mad if I said, could you loan me $100 to help a lady who needs food for her children? And you said, yeah, sure, here's $100. Go buy the lady some groceries. And I say, okay, look, I bought the lady some ramen noodles. The other $99 went in my pocket. I mean, after all, that's expenses and stuff. I didn't lie. I helped her. I gave her the dollar's worth of ramen. Would you be mad at me and call me a thief? Or would you say, well, that's fine. Well, that's what you're doing with them. You're allowing them to spend your money any goddamn way they please. And they'll call it whatever they want to satisfy you, and you think that's where all the money's going. When it's not even a small portion. Not even a small portion. Ask yourself, why do we need more IRS agents? What would be the point? Well, I'll tell you what the point is. More people getting audited. That's it. That's the point. And if you think it's going to be multimillionaires, you're insane. It's going to be you. It's going to be mom and pop owning their shop. It's going to be the guy down the road selling comic books out of his shop. It's going to be the lady who fulfilling her dream of being a hairstylist with her own shop down the road. It's going to be the bookstore owner who makes $100 a day if he's lucky. That's who's going to eat it. Jeff Bezos isn't going to eat it. Mark Zuckerberg's not going to eat it. None of these guys are going to eat it. If they were going to eat it, you think they're going to vote for him? Is that what you would do? If you were a billionaire and they said, we're going to take, 85% of your money, if you elect us, would you say, great, great, I hope you do get elected, and here's a lot of money. I'll give you a lot of money so that you can use it for your campaign, so you do get elected. I can't wait to give you all of my money. Would you do that? I mean, just be logical for a minute. Is that what you would do? Because if the answer is no, which obviously it is, then why do they support these people who are going to do that? Because they know they're not going to do it. That's why. They know they're being lied. You're being lied to. Jeff Bezos isn't going to pay another dime. Mark Zuckerberg's not going to pay another dime. Nobody's going to pay another dime except you. You're the one who always gets shafted. And while this is happening, and it's going to be raising taxes on everyone, I saw a very disturbing video, and I'm going to relay what I saw. It was an African-American guy in his, I'm going to say, mid-20s, and he was actually crying, saying, I have not eaten today. I had to put gas in my car to get to work so I can at least pay my rent. I can't afford it. I'm basically just working to put gas in my tank and a tiny little bit of food on my table. I can't do this anymore. Why are you doing this to me? It's not hurting the rich. It's hurting me. That's a question worth asking. And it's a question that needs an answer. Why are you doing that to him? Because when Jeff Bezos wants to go somewhere, he doesn't worry about what the price of gas is. When Mark Zuckerberg wants to go somewhere, he doesn't worry about what the price of gas is. This poor guy is saying, I have to put gas. He was literally walking to work. He said, my option now is I have to walk miles and miles and miles in the heat to work. I have a car and I can't afford it because I can't afford to put the gas in it. I was basically working just to put gas in my car, so now I can't have a car. My car has to stay parked 90% of the time. And I know there's going to be people, why didn't he get a better job? Well, maybe the guy can't find a better job. Maybe the guy lives in an area where there aren't that many. Maybe the guy likes what he's doing for a living. He was making a living. He wasn't crying during the Trump administration. I didn't see this guy on YouTube saying, I can't afford gas to get to work. There was nobody doing that. Now there is. And you know what the answer is? Well, we're in a time of transition. And it's going to be hard on people. Transition always is. Oh, really? Is it hard on Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and all those people? Is it hard on Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? And is it really that hard on all those people? Is AOC suffering so much from the transition? No. No. So don't give me this crapola about the Democratic Party being for the working class. They don't want there to be a working class. They want there to be a drone class, basically. You're the drone bee. You work in the factories we select, for the people we select. You work for the man. Forget all your aspirations of owning a business and being independent. You're not independent. You're a part of the machine, and we're the machine. That's what they want. They don't want you to have aspirations or dreams. They don't want you to say, one day I'm going to own my own business. One day I'm going to achieve this or achieve that. No, you won't. We'll take it from you. We'll run you out of business. We'll tax you into the ground. We'll make sure you don't achieve anything, and then you can go join your fellow drones at the assembly line and do as you're told. Drone B. That's what they want, folks. Precisely what they want. And this is evidenced by the border. Do you know how many people are flooding into this country? Do you know how much drugs are flooding into this country? And then when Donald Trump says, technically speaking, drug dealers should get the death penalty. Because if you went out and killed as many people as those drug dealers are killing with a gun, you'd get the death penalty in some states. And right away the Democrats, oh, such an outrageous, terrible, horrible thing to say. He's so stupid. What's stupid about that? He's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. We're losing more people to drugs that's coming across this border than we did in some of the wars we fought. Think about that. So are we not at war with Mexico technically? Why don't we tell Mexico, you either clean up these drug cartels or we're coming in to do it? You are not going to kill hundreds of thousands of Americans on a regular basis with this drug trafficking crapola that's coming through our borders. We're putting a stop to it now. You do it or we do it. Nope. Nope, not at all. If you remember the Obama administration, I'll tell you a great story. A honeymoon couple. Ski-doing. Just close to the Gulf of Mexico there. And a drug cartel boat pulls up, and they think that the guy, they might be undercover cops or a narc or whatever, they shoot the guy. His wife, his brand new wife, watches him float to the bottom. She manages to get out with her life. And her one request is, I want my husband's body. You know what the drug cartels told the Obama administration? Take one step into these waters to get the body, you'll be met with resistance. You know what the Obama administration said? It's not necessary. You win. You know what the Trump administration would have said? If you fire one shot at any official boat coming to recover that body, we will send planes over there to wipe you out. There will not be enough left of you to scrape off the sidewalk or for the fish to eat. And guess what they would have done? They would have said, okay, come get the body. because they knew he was serious. They know Joe Biden's not serious, just like Obama wasn't serious. How many times did Obama say, I'm drawing a red line, don't do this? He was like that kid, cross this line if you want to fight. Then he crossed the line. Okay, knock this off my shoulder if you want to fight. Okay, you knocked it off the shoulder. Okay, well, step into the circle if you want to fight. Yeah, please. By then you know the guy doesn't want to fight. Obama drew a red line that wasn't a red line. He got called on it. He got bluffed on it. He got punked on it. So they said the rest of the world is watching. And the rest of the world said, he's a punk. Not going to do anything. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is having dinner with the president of China and says, just for your information, we're bombing as we speak. What? Yeah, we sent some bombs over. Obama drew a red line. We're not going to fool with this guy. So I just want to let you know we're bombing. You think he didn't tell the rest of the world this guy's serious? Don't mess with him? That's exactly what he told them all. So he bombed Syria while I was having an apple pie dessert. He just leans over to me and says, yeah, by the way, thought I'd let you know we're bombing Syria. Meanwhile, Obama's drawing red lines saying, don't cross this one. Okay, but don't cross this one. And Joe Biden's doing the same thing. Joe Biden gets on national television and says, if China tries to invade Taiwan, we will defend Taiwan. That's what he said, folks. He's the president of the United States, and that's what he said. 1 minute later, the White House walks it back. No, that's not what he said. No, that's exactly what he said. Yeah, that's not what he meant, though. That's not at all what he meant. We don't support that. That's not what we're doing. What do you mean you don't? Your president of the United States just said he does. You don't get to change that. You're not the president of the United States. No, he misspoke. Oh, really? Well, he does that quite a bit. I don't know how you misspeak when someone asks you a question. If Taiwan is invaded by China, will the United States come to their aid? And he says, absolutely. It has been a requirement. We're required to do it. So, of course, we will. That's misspeaking? That's not misspeaking, folks. That's called the old dummy that we got into office through questionable means at best, didn't say exactly what we told him to say, so now we got to take the old bastard to task and say, oh, no, he's not really saying that. Where's this going to end? Oh, no, he didn't really fall up the stairs. No, he really didn't fall off the bike. The earth moved. I mean, where are we going to take this, folks? How many times are you going to have people look you dead in the eye who a year ago said the definition of a recession is two periods in a row with no growth? And then that same person, when we have two periods in a row of no growth, says that's not the definition of a recession. Who said that's the definition of a recession? You did. How many times are we going to hear Joe Biden say, well, if we withdraw from Afghanistan, it's going to be a long, lengthy process. It's going to require a lot of tact, unless, of course, you want to leave the weapons behind. And nobody wants to do that because those would just fall into the hands of enemies and be used on our allies before we could blink our eye. How did that turn into leave all the weapons behind? What, do you think we don't have videotape? You think we can't just go back and hear what you said? Absolutely ludicrous what's happening. And they're going to take victory laps over this. We passed the bill. We killed the terrorists. Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan. We're having a good week. Okay. Well, once again, Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan, and what did it accomplish? Is Taiwan safer right now? No. Is the U.S. less safe? Yes. Great. Big accomplishment. We passed the bill that's going to end inflation, kind of, in 10 years. Congratulations. In the meantime, of course, it'll get way, 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 way worse. But don't worry. Hang in there for 10 years. Oh, don't worry. We killed one of the Al-Qaeda's top leaders. Oh, really? And where was he hiding? Afghanistan. Oh, I thought you said Afghanistan wasn't harboring terrorists anymore. I thought you said you 100% trusted that the Taliban was new and reformed and would never do such a thing, and you're very confident that they're open to change. How come he was sitting on somebody's front porch, huh? Those are good things? We can all agree that if you killed the leader of Al-Qaeda, that's a good thing. But let's preface that with, you said there wouldn't be any leaders of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan ever again, ever. And that's why we withdrew. Because we had that agreement with the Taliban, who would never lie to us. Oh, no, they're the reformed Taliban, who's going to be really kind to women while they're raping them. They're going to be really kind to all of the people in their country while they're hanging them from lampposts, cutting their heads off. I want to tell you something else you did that pisses me off. And I know it's more important that you left Americans behind in Afghanistan, and you sure as hell did after you looked into the camera at the American people and said, I swear to you, no Americans will be left behind. You left them behind, and they're still there. I'll tell you something else you did, though. You left behind all those service dogs. And you know what they do to the dogs down there? So don't give me none of this holier-than-thou crapola. You made a deal with the devil. You made a deal with the Taliban. You got played. Leave the weapons, and we won't have any terrorists come in. Oh, we left the weapons? Screw that old bastard. Let the terrorists in. And there's Joe Biden going, oh, wait, you promised. Like an idiot. And while we're worried about white privilege being taught in our military, the Chinese are teaching people the real deal. We do not have the strength right now, folks. If Russia were to attack us, we would certainly be able to defeat Russia, but China will back them, and vice versa. We are at a position of weakness when we used to be at a position of strength. It used to be if the United States said something and put their foot down and said, this is the way it's freaking going to be, China, Russia, and everybody else said, okay, well, let's not piss them off. Now they're openly saying, let's just piss them off. They won't do nothing. They're a bunch of sissies. They're worried about white privilege in their military. They're sissies. They're not going to do anything. We'll do whatever we please. We'll attack Afghanistan. I mean, we'll attack the Ukraine. We'll let the terrorists into Afghanistan. We'll do it. We'll go into Taiwan if we want. We'll do anything we want. Because they're weak and feckless, and they'll do nothing in return. We rule now. The United States is third or fourth. Congratulations. You got what you wanted. Maybe you should take your victory lap on that, because that's all you really can brag about.